Hello, thanks for joining me at Uniquely Created. I'm Chrissy, and I'm glad you're here for Thoughts for Thursday. I'll be honest that this week I've been suffering from a case of brain mush. Last weekend was the most amazing conference at church, and to say it left me exhausted would be an understatement. And so forming coherent sentences right now, it's a stretch. I bet you're excited to listen to me for the next 5 minutes now, right? But for me, the best thing about the conference is always the music. Now, I'm someone who connects to God through music. There are times when I'm in the middle of what seems to be a storm, and I'll hear a song that just wrecks me. Sometimes it's a lyric, sometimes it's just the way that it completely matches what I'm feeling, but it helps me to connect with God on a whole other level. Now, yes, I go to God in prayer, but if I'm seriously needing to just feel the presence of God and have Him pick me back up in the way that only He can, you might find me on my front porch with music cranked up, just surrendering it all to Him. Arms up, eyes closed, worshiping through the storm. There are other times when I'm feeling the love of God so intensely, and a different song, it just wrecks me. You know how there are some people who stand and sing calmly in church? I'm not one of them. I'm more the one who thinks that worship is a cardio workout. Psalm 104, verse 33 says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. And sing to Him I do. One thing that I appreciate about music is it's so accessible. If I'm having a rough morning or I've gotten into the wrong tree, I can turn up the volume and drown out whatever is bothering me. And honestly, even if people cut you off in traffic, it's hard to be snarky if you're listening to someone sing about the reckless love of God. I find that in my life, songs are cyclical. I have a song or two for a season that I could listen to on repeat all day and never tire of. And when I'm driving, I crank them all the way up. I could care less if people stare because I will sing them at the top of my lungs. If it's got a good beat, I am car dancing. If it's slow and intense, Jesus may need to take the wheel because my hands are often up in worship. My children can tell you what my current anthem is because when it comes on, it is getting turned up. And right now, I often can't fully express to God what I'm thinking or feeling because my thoughts are all jumbled in a heap of tired. But music, it can. And honestly, God doesn't care that I can't carry a tune because He hears my heart. Ephesians 5 verses 18 through 20 says, Instead be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what one of my favorite things about music is? It's so different. There's not just one song, which is good because what I like may be different from what you like. And honestly, what I like may change from day to day, or how I need to connect with God at the moment. Now, I attend a contemporary church, and for the most part, that's the kind of music that I like. You put some Elevation Worship music on, and my Jesus heart is lit up. But I'll be honest, when our church goes old school and suddenly we're singing How Great Thou Art, well, you better get those tissues ready. But no matter the song, worship is my love language with God. Another thing I love is watching other people worship. Watching them in that posture of surrender, just expressing love for God, throwing their hands up in complete gratitude and a longing for connection. So often when people worship, we see how deeply their love for God runs, and it is beautiful. Sometimes we can't find the words because of whatever's going on in our lives. Maybe we're overwhelmed, maybe we're beaten down, maybe we're just plain exhausted. Maybe we're so happy we could burst, or we could be a combination of all of it. But even when we can't express how we feel, God knows, and we can always find a song that helps us to connect with Him. So today, do that. Abandon all restraint and throw yourself into worship. Surrender it all to God and give yourself over to the power of worship. Don't worry about if anyone hears you or sees you. Lock yourself in a closet if it makes you feel better, where it's just you, God, and the music. And then let go. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, you can always find more Uniquely Created on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.